Melissa Resch is in residence back in Lafayette, and we're happy to have her here in the WBAA studios. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, John. What a treat to be back in Lafayette after so many years.
I know you're doing some teaching. I know there is a gallery opening and there's a talk. I wanted to start out and ask a little bit about teaching. And I know that you have some adult classes and some children's classes. And is there a big difference when you approach teaching art to kids and when you teach art to adults?
That's a wonderful question. My philosophy is, when it comes to art, that we're all kids at heart, and we all are creative people, and we really just want to express ourselves. And whatever our chosen mediums are, be it how we dress, how we decorate our homes, what we play with in an art studio, they are specific to the individual, not to the age. So when I'm teaching, I want everyone to feel the freedom of being a kid in an art studio. And I also want to meet the students where they are, so make it age appropriate and intellect appropriate.
It's got to be fun. You go through different mediums. I know you're primarily, as we've talked a little bit, that you're primarily a painter, but you've actually been experimenting with leather, I think I'd heard, for these beautiful keychains that I've seen, and recently pottery. And I was curious, how does that transfer? Do some techniques from one transfer to another? How does that all work?
I happen to be one of the artists who dabble in many different mediums, and sometimes I just get excited about what's in front of me. Even if it's bending over as I'm walking down the sidewalk and seeing a rusty something or other on the sidewalk or on the street in the gutter. And if it's interesting enough, I'll put it in my pocket and collect it. And when I have enough things collected, shells, old coins. Sometimes I find foreign coins in the most unexpected places. Broken pieces of beach glass, beads from jewelry that might have broken and fallen off of somebody's neck or wrist. And when I have enough of those, I've put together things out of them. I just really like making things. And the same principles apply. And, you know, setting up compositions and objects of beauty, the same rules apply. If something is balanced, if it has contrast, if the textures have been reconciled, if the color palette is interesting to my eye, then I think maybe it will also be interesting to someone else's. And sometimes these objects become useful. For instance, many of my found object sculptures have become candle holders. And some of them are just dust collectors that somebody might think is really fun and interesting. I also do printmaking, photography, textile art. Sometimes that includes things I wear, bits of clothing. As the visiting artist currently at the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette, I've been learning pottery for the first time. And so you've seen some of the pieces that will be in my exhibition, and playing with pottery is, for me, another excuse to experiment with texture and color and balance and contrast and all of the things that interest me in painting. The reason I call myself a painter primarily is because when it comes down to it, I always go back to the paint. And sometimes I lose interest in some of the other mediums that I have dabbled in. And maybe I'll set them aside for quite a while, sometimes even years. But painting, I never get tired of the challenge of what's on a canvas.
I know you've had experiences in New England area and in Australia and even in somewhere like Brazil and South America. And I was curious, would you talk
over a sidewalk down the walk, a rust and seeing something deece on the other? Sure. Well, traveling for me is a way to experience myself in the world and experience the world through my eyes. And I've made discoveries that I couldn't possibly make just here in the U.S. And I've also been challenged in ways that I honestly wouldn't recommend for many people, because sometimes you walk into new situations and you say, sure, no problem, I'd be glad to accept your invitation to stay for a few months in your beautiful country, in your beautiful neighborhood, and not know how it's all going to come together. And sometimes it doesn't quite come together, but you make the most of it if you've committed to something, such as a residency program or an invitation from a gallery to set up a new series of paintings for an exhibition that they're counting on. And it takes me sometimes a few weeks before I really start garnering what that area, what that community, what the flora and fauna and atmosphere has to offer me as an artist. And I want to not just do what I do best, but I want to do what that area and what that climate is calling for, and give a new breath of air to it, and give a platform to it, and put it through the filter of my sensibilities, my technical skills, my interests.
So you're doing some teaching, and you're going to give a gallery talk on, what, the Thursday, the 28th at noon there. And then you have an art opening at Art of Framing, right? What, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, this is an exciting opportunity. Janie Peters is absolutely lovely, and she's the owner of Art of Framing. And she has enough space in her front lobby area to host exhibitions. And she invited me to have a solo exhibit. So on the same day as my art talk at the museum, which will be at noon on Thursday, July 28th, which, by the way, is free and open to the public. We hope everyone can come. I'll be talking about my journey as an artist and my career and showing many slides throughout the last 25 or so years as an artist. So that evening, from I believe it's 6 to 8 at the Art of Framing on Earl Avenue, I'll be opening an exhibit that's called A Homecoming. And I called it Homecoming because I am coming home back to Lafayette, even though I'm a guest for just 6 months. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to bring many of my mediums together, which is a first. I haven't done that before. Usually when I have an exhibit, it's just one series or one medium. And I'm including some of the new pottery pieces I've been making while I'm here. A limited edition will be unveiled of a piece that's called Corn, and it was a watercolor and black ink drawing / painting I did as a gift to Jane Boswell a few months ago. And we decided that many people wanted a print of it, and we decided to make a limited edition. And we used readypicks.com, and they're also local. So again, the whole community has been coming together on my behalf, and we're serving the community by offering great business through the arts to all involved, all interested. I also have some old, they're not really old, but they're some of my earlier paintings that I did that I call In Plain Air, which is when I go and set my easel up on site and paint what's before me and try and do it quickly and get more of an impression of the feeling I had when I was in that field or at that ocean side. So I've got even some of those coming from Australia that I brought with me. I also have some pieces that are etchings and a lithograph that I did while I was in Australia. They were based on an abstraction of a very large external structure called a gasometer, and that housed the city's gas supply for many years. When it was made defunct, the tanks were taken out, but the metal structure still stands, and it's this looming and gigantic metal structure that just grabbed me, and I felt compelled to make art about it. So again, a very eclectic show, and I think there's something for everyone, and it will certainly be a lot of fun.
Well, we'll have some pictures online here at WBAA.org because the old, talking about music is like dancing about architecture quotes that are around. We can actually show you some of the pottery, and we've done a little bit of video at Art of Framing. And Melissa, we're so delighted that you were back in town, and hope you'll return. And indeed, we'll have to try to keep up to date with your artwork because the textures and the craft are just amazing.
John, thank you. I really appreciate that.